What about the possibility of utilizing trastuzumab monotherapy without chemotherapy? For example, an older patient where you're hesitating about giving chemotherapy.
Well, I think in theory that might be a reasonable thing to do because the HERA study, which used all comers, did show about a 50% reduction in all groups. But keep in mind, all of these groups were chemotherapy groups. That was a requirement for the HERA study. So even though my guess would be that trastuzumab would give you a reduction, we don't have any data. And the alternate hypothesis is, of course, that trastuzumab works in the context of chemotherapy. We know there is synergy, and I just don't think we have enough information to make that extension. And I'm not against making extensions. I think sometimes when you're in a totally unknown territory and you have to make a decision, you extrapolate the data as best you can. But sometimes the extrapolations just require too much speculation, and in my opinion, this is one of those situations. So I don't think, at least at this point, that we should be using trastuzumab alone. I think it would be a good trial to do, although I would find it hard to identify what population of patients I would do it in. When you think about it, we have options for chemotherapy that are very non-toxic. And in fact, in the HERA study, there were some patients that got very non-toxic therapy. And there was a very interesting presentation by Dr. Joensuu from Finland looking at a vinorelbine-based regimen, which was vinorelbine followed by FEC. And that at least opens the door to do studies with drugs like vinorelbine, which we know has preclinical synergy and has great activity in the advanced setting. So I would very much advocate some sort of a trial, maybe with vinorelbine, and then maybe another arm could look at trastuzumab alone.
What about a taxane alone plus trastuzumab?
That, I think, is a little more reasonable, although, again, we do not have data there. Technically, the HERA study would have allowed those patients on, but I don't think there were any patients that got paclitaxel alone. However, you know, in talking about where one would draw the line, I think that in my mind, would be a reasonable thing to do.